Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Update on Grayson. We got the results back. We're going to get some other opinions on it. So there's really nothing to report at this time. We're gathering information from second opinions from other doctors, and we'll have more to give you sometime next week when all that stuff comes back.
So that was Brandon Hyde about an hour ago with an update on Grayson Rodriguez. And Jason, I've been on this planet for 50 plus years. And one thing I can tell you with certainty, when they go to get second opinions, it's not because the first opinion was everything looks great.
You don't think Dr. One was like, he's just having trouble getting behind the ball. He's saving it for the regular season.
Sluggish.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Skip. You didn't miss anything being stuck in traffic. He's great to go.
By the way, the last time we heard about a pitcher getting second opinions was Andrew Kittredge. The knee. They got second opinions, and then what happened? He had knee surgery. Yeah. So this is not good.
Yeah, I don't think this kid's pitching this season. And I hope he's able to start next season on time, but I don't know.
But here's the real shame of it, Jason. Even if it gets to that point, you can't count on him.
No.
You cannot count on Grayson Rodriguez to give you 30 starts. Heck, even 25 starts at this point.
You can just
like
stop it. You can't count on him, period.
Yeah.
Can't finish a season. And this season he's not going to start.
He's got a lot of company.
He was on the IL twice last year. He had the lat injury when he was still in the minors that cost him pretty much the rest of that season, and obviously on the IL now.
That talk about him being an ace was fun times. Hey, by the way, Orioles lineup, it's interesting. Adley Rutschman leading off at DH. Gunnar Henderson, he's a shortstop batting second. Tyler O'Neill back in the lineup in right field batting third. Ryan Mountcastle's batting fourth at first base. Cedric Mullins batting fifth in center field. Jordan Westbrook, your third baseman, batting sixth. Gary Sanchez, he's doing the catching, batting seventh. Heston Kerstad in the lineup against a lefty, batting eighth. And Jorge Mateo's your second baseman, batting ninth.
I don't love Sanchez with Povich, but you know they're going to cram this right-handed thing down our throats and hope it eventually works. I'm glad, obviously, they kept Set in. I'm glad they kept Heston in. I'm not surprised they didn't keep Jackson in. If you think they should have, I'm here. I hear you. I'm with you. We'll see what kind of a ball game Jorge Mateo has in his stead.
Baby steps with these lefties, Jason. I mean, happy enough that Heston's in the lineup to go 2-for-2. That's just a little too far.
Would be a big ask,
yes,
Bone.
Yes, it would.
The Wizards and the Warlocks don't want to go too far.
A 1-1 and a 1-2. Yeah. You don't give them the benefit of the doubt.
You know what I would have done.
And for Cape Povich tonight, Reds really struggle against lefties. They're hitting 146, third lowest in the majors.
Cade's better at home than road. Cade's getting swing and miss. There's a lot of things that Cade's doing well. Look, I'm not going to tell you he is a precision pitcher, and I'm not going to tell you he's a command artist. But he's doing a better job with that than he did last year. He's making strides. This is a lineup that I think he can probably navigate. Now, I would think the Reds are looking to run. They have not run as much this year as I thought they would. We know what De La Cruz can do. Frankly, Sanchez has got a better arm than Adley. That's one area that I think he's better than Adley.
Can he throw to the first base out of the bag?
They're 20th in stolen bases.
I'm shocked they're not running more, and I wonder, you know, if that changes a little bit here. But yeah, Cade Povich to me, especially given the state of the pitching staff here, deserves to be pitching every 5 days. He's one of the guys I'm not super worried about at this stage.
The 8-10 Orioles take on the 9-10 Reds. 3-game series starts tonight at 7. Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Baltimore Baseball tonight starts at 6. Live at Pickles, it's Bob Haney and Ryan Ripken. And coming up next, we'll take a look at this series from the Reds' perspective. Joe Dannemann from Fox 19 in Cincinnati joins us next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.